A very good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score. Coming up on tonight's programme, there's lots of football. We will look ahead to a number of local cup finals. The Ulster Senior League Cup, the Clubman Shirts League Cup and the Brian McCormick Cup deciders with Jim McConnell and Christina O'Donnell. Plus, there's also a big tie in the Donegal Junior League. We'll hear from Old Town Celtic and Kildrum Tigers ahead of their league decider. Plus, Michael Funston will preview the League of Ireland clashes for Finn Harps and Derry City. While in our GA section, Donegal can seal a place in the final of the Nicky Rackard Hurling Cup this weekend with a win over Louth. We'll speak with Declan Coulter. And Michael McMullen of Gaelic Life will preview Armagh locking horns with Derry in the Ulster football final. So we're going to start with football, and Finn Harps are on the road again this Friday night when they make the trip to the Carlisle grounds to face Bray Wanderers in the first division of the SSE Air Trusty League. Harps go into the game having lost their last two matches 4-1 and have dropped down to ninth in the standings. Former Finn Harps midfielder Michael Funston has played in Bray and knows it will not be an easy place to go. However, speaking with Chris Ashmore this week, he's pointed out that there's still a long way to go, and manager Dave Rogers may look at bringing in some more experienced players when the transfer window opens, as the aim will be to try and stay in with a chance of making the playoffs.
There's a long way to go, yeah, obviously. The two defeats in a row, you know, yourself, a bit of a confidence killer. They've done so well, they've just got a bit of momentum, but just as I've said before, you get with a young side, sometimes when you think, you know, you're making great headway and progression with them, you know, you get a couple of results, you know, two good ones and a draw, you think, yes, we kind of got there. And then sometimes they go away from the fundamentals that got them there and different wee things like that. And, you know, then it's just about, you know, back in the training ground. I'm sure this week was all about, you know, the fundamentals, defending properly, defending from the front, all those cliches. And that's what they have to go back to, you know. And but like those, like, in both of those games, they're still able to score goals, which is a good thing. Sometimes when you're not scoring, you're picking up a heavy defeat, you're thinking, where's the goals going to come from? But to be fair, since after the first couple of games, they look like they've always got a goal in them, which is always useful.
Yeah, and, you know, long way to go. Looking at the table, if Harps go to Bray this weekend and come away with a victory, you know, that they could move possibly four places.
That's right, you know, and that would be mad. That would take them where fast. You know what I mean? Just outside the playoff spot. So, you know, I'm sure Dave's looking at that and thinking if they can stay in around that touching distance of that, both the last playoff spot, you know, that would be a, you know, fantastic achievement for them if obviously they were to get it. And just to stay in touching distance is really important. So this week, obviously, going to Bray is going to be difficult. You know, they had a fairly young side with a couple of senior players and a two. You know, but everybody knows in Ireland that away fixtures are really difficult, obviously, with the travelling up and down the one day and different wee things. You know, that makes it a little bit more difficult. You know, Bray is a hard place to go, but the only thing is, when you go down there, the pitch is really, really good. You know, most times when I've been down there, I've always thought, geez, that's some pitch. You know, if you don't want to go out there and play, you don't want to play.
Now, looking at the team, we know Keith Cowan's battled with injury. He's been back of late. Ryan Rainey, the other experienced player. Do you feel when the transfer window opens that Dave Rogers will be maybe looking to add a little bit of experience, because it does count for so much?
I would say so. I'd say, obviously, with Ryan and Flood being missing last week, was a big loss on the field. You know, when you have a good kind of seven pairing, and, you know, to get that disrupted, especially when you go to COVID, as I said to you, it's actually a really hard place to go into the tight ground. You know, obviously, when the transfer window open, I would think you always are looking to bring in something, even just to freshen the squad, to bring in a couple more, just to lift the standards, if you possibly could, you know, just to drive the squad on. Most managers would be looking to do that. And to be fair, Dave's been very adventurous of where he's gone and got players, like, you know, and he's been very trusting and giving young players a chance. So, any young player that he's just chatting to, if you know what I mean, I'll be thinking, yeah, if I go here, so, you know, this man's going to trust me and he's going to play me, which is really important. You're trying to attract young players that they believe, if I go here, this man's going to give me the opportunity to play.
Finding strikers is always difficult, but teenager Philippe de Silva he's impressed so far. He's knocked in a fair few goals and he looks a decent prospect.
He looks really strong. Technically, he's got absolutely great feet. I have watched him, you know, a good few times now, obviously, and it can be frustrating too, because he can just, what's the word, drift out of games, but then all of a sudden he can pick the game two teams. And for me, I just want him to get on the ball more because, you know, he's such a handful. You know, he's so young that he's just so raw that it's very hard to get, you know, that polished performance week in, week out, and for 90 minutes. But no, he's actually somebody who excites me, and he's exciting for everybody to watch, I would say. But he's going really well. I'm just hoping, you know, the defeat for the last 2 weeks haven't knocked his confidence and he gets himself back going again on Friday.
So after Bray, they have Waterford at home and then Treaty away. Waterford at home certainly not going to be easy, and it does look as if Galway are going to go on and win the title. Waterford would be odds-on favourites to be second, and then after that, it's going to be a real scrap.
Yeah, it is going to be a scrap. You know, we've got a Waterford sitting at 10 points off Galway already, so that's massive. You know, but look, anybody that's come to Finn Park this year have had a hell of a game on their hands. And obviously Dave, obviously will hopefully try to go away and get a result on Friday and then build on it next week. So, you know, Waterford are tough to physical, but when I watched them live the last time, I didn't think, they didn't scare me too much, even though like they're very well organised and well set up. Their turf won't fear them, and they'll believe if they can get the ball down and move as quick, they definitely can get at that Waterford side.
And finally, Michael, just looking at the Premier Division this weekend, Bowes against Derry, UCD against Shamrock Rovers. It looks early days in the season, but Bowes, Rovers and Derry, would it be hard to see anybody else challenging for the top three?
No, I can't really. I've been really impressed with Bowes so far. Obviously, you know, the defeat last Friday won't do their confidence any good. But obviously with Rovers getting their tails up, you know, obviously I actually think that they'll probably go out and romp on and win it. I know it's so early days, but they just seem to have found their feet now. And, you know, obviously Derry and Bowes will be trying to keep on their coattails as much as possible. It's going to be a really good weekend football.
Yeah, and just one other thing, I suppose people from Bonnygee United are keeping an extra eye on Shelburne and under Damien Duff, and he, of course, Bonnygee played them in the FAI Senior Cup last year. It looks as if Duff is gradually building there for the future, that they're moving up the league ladder.
Obviously, they got to the Cup final last year and they finished the league really strong. And, you know, any time you listen to Damien's interviews, he just always is about progression and moving players on. And, you know, it's where he can be super critical in this team, and he can back them as well, which I always think is a good thing. You know, you can't be, I know he's quite a young squad, but then you can't let them go without criticising them either, and he does it in a really good way, and he's always looking to raise his standards. So, and with Mark Coyle being there, Donegal man too, you know, it's another added bonus. You always try to keep an eye on your fellow Donegal men to see how they're progressing.
That's Michael Funston speaking to Highlands own Chris Ashmore. And a Fun Harps clash with Bray Wanderers tomorrow evening at the Carlisle Grounds. By the way, kickoff is 7:45, and Andrew Dempsey will have live regular updates from that game here on Highland. As for the rest of the matches tomorrow night, it's Galway against Wexford, Athlone Town play Kerry FC, and Waterford are taking on Cove, and on Saturday Longford Town meet Treaty United. But in the Premier Division, as the guy suggested, Derry City are on the road. They are at Dalymount Park against the league leaders Bohemians. That one starts at 7:45. The defending champion Shamrock Rovers go to UCD. St Pat's play Drogheda, and Dundalk are hosting Cork City. Sligo Rovers are at home on Saturday night as they play host to Shelburne. Now, two big finals will be hosted at McGinn Park in Buncrana this weekend. On Saturday, Buncrana Hearts face Greencastle in the Inishowen League Clubman Shirts League Cup Final at 5. When on Sunday, it's the Ulster Senior League League Cup Final between Cockhill Celtic and Bonnygee United at 4 o'clock. We will have live coverage from that Cockhill-Bonnygee clash here on Highland on Sunday afternoon. Buncrana-based FAI match delegate Jim McConnell has been speaking with Chris Ashmore about the two finals and also the uncertainty regarding the future of the Ulster Senior League and whether there could be a third tier in the SSE or Trusty League. He began by suggesting to Jim that Buncrana at the moment is a hot spot off the game in the county.
We've been spoiled with football here, and especially in Buncrana over the last number of weeks. As you say, we have two finals here this weekend. We had two last week, and it's all going football. I suppose this week, Tuchel and Bunagee as the headliner for Sunday. I think both teams are very evenly matched. Both have quality players. Bunagee would have plenty of players with quality and experience, the likes of Tony McNamee and Michael Funston. Tuchel, over the year, over the last number of years, the backbone of that team hasn't changed. The likes of Peter Doherty and Garvin Friel, I suppose Jimmy Bradley, and manager Gavin Cohn. Gavin has recruited wisely. He's added the best young players available to his squad. The likes of, I suppose, Luke Rudden and Corey McBride. But over the last few matches, both teams have, as I said earlier, been well matched. Bunagee lost narrowly a couple of weeks ago in the vital league match to Tuchel. Maybe Tuchel have the momentum at the moment.
Yeah. You would think so. They're probably favourites, champions elect for the Ulster Senior League. But I suppose for Bunagee, you know, this is a chance for revenge and a chance to get a trophy at the end of what has been a good season. But they looks as if they'll probably just be short in terms of that Ulster Senior League. It'll be all or nothing, though. It should be a good contest.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be fairly evenly balanced. Tuchel definitely are warm favourites for the league, but both teams will go out and I'm rightly so try and won this prestigious competition.
At McGinn Park on Saturday, we've the Clubman Shirts final. Buncrana Hearts in another final. Greencastle, I think they finished fourth in the league. What a year it's been for Buncrana Hearts, and they had that great run in the FAI Junior Cup as well. They recently lost out against Coghill in the Ulster Cup semi-final, but one of the best teams in Buncrana for many a year.
This team has, I would say, excelled all expectations. Gary Duffy has moulded together a fairly decent, a very, very good squad. And like the record over the years, over this year especially, but that's not to forget last year, two cups anyway last year, and now they're league champions, have already a cup in the bag and going for another one. Greencastle, to me, are very, very good balanced side. They have some very decent players. You get the Henrys. Again, over the season, I think they played a number of times. I think maybe they're a couple of draws. They lost the last day, Buncrana, the man sent off. But to me, this is this is no gimme to anybody. This could turn out a tight encounter. Now, looking forward to both days, to be quite honest with you. I think it's going to be we're going to have a feast of football this weekend.
Indeed. So McGinn Park, 5 o'clock on Saturday for the Clubman Shirts League Cup final. And then on Sunday at McGinn again, 4 o'clock for that Ulster Senior League Cup final. And McGinn Park itself, splendid surface, as we all know, great facilities there. And, you know, it's been the home of Inishowen football, and there should be some good crowds.
Both teams, both Buncrana and Tuchel, have been pulling fairly decent big crowds. Tuchel, with the extra momentum they got for the Intermediate Cup final, should be able to hold on to a lot of that support. I expect a big crowd there Sunday, Saturday and Sunday for both games.
And finally, Jim, we don't know what's going to happen with the Ulster Senior League, just down to 5 teams coming to the end of the season. Some uncertainty. There's been talk of a third here in the League of Ireland. What's your own feelings? It would be sad to see intermediate soccer go, wouldn't it?
I would be a supporter of intermediate soccer. It's a pity their Trusty League or the FAA were, and there's still talk of this third tier. It was expected to maybe kick off the coming season, but I think it's on the back burner at the minute. That would be the saviour for maybe intermediate football, because I would expect that Tuchel, Bunagee, Letterkenny, maybe some of the other ones would go for it. Sad to lose a league at any level, but I think it's a tier just below the League of Ireland. Over the years, teams from the Ulster Senior League have performed greatly, and the FAA Senior Cup and the League Cup as well. So the standard has been very, very good. Not to say now, in fairness to both junior leagues run good leagues. Their clubs form Junior Cup has been exceptional as well. This year, if you went through the form book, St. Michael's got to the final. luckily beaten Buncrana 1-0 penalty in Castle Park. So the form of that league is good, and the Donegal League as well. Look, it's a nettle some they should be grasping, but it'll be a pity to see it go. I don't know if there's been an official announcement that it has already gone. So maybe we might be a wee bit premature. Maybe they might soldier on for another year. Maybe not, I don't know. But I would be hoping they would, even in the hope that they would get a third-tier HSD League season maybe the following year.
Yeah, and you touched on it there. I mean, if you look at the two junior leagues here and the Intermediate League and the way the FAI Senior Cup has changed now with junior clubs getting into it as well, you know, look at the amount of Donegal teams that have got into that FAI Senior Cup, even if it's a preliminary round. It speaks volumes for the strength of the of football here in the county.
Ah, absolutely. Like the record books don't lie. Like, the results are there. And hopefully this year, like they will perform the same. As I say, there's no magic formula. There's no one position. You can't impose on junior leagues just to put clubs up. But I still think if some of the administrators got together, they would come up with a solution to another tier of football.
Well, time will tell, and let's hope heads come around the table and a path forward is secured for intermediate football here in the county. Jim, as always, many thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That's Jim McConnell in conversation with Chris Ashmore on two big finals being played at McGinn Park this weekend. It's Buncrana against Greencastle tomorrow, or not tomorrow, on Saturday actually at 5 o'clock. And then on Sunday, Bunnagee United are playing Cock Hill Celtic in the Ulster Senior League Cup final. Okay, it's time for a commercial break here on the Score programme. We'll be back with more after these.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to The Score, and we stay on the football theme. Old Town Celtic and Kildrum Tigers will meet in the final game of the season in the Donegal Junior League, Glencairn Division 1 on Saturday. Both sides are locked together at the summit of the table with 51 points each as they go into the title showdown decider at the Letterkenny Community Centre on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Whoever wins will lift the title, but if it's a draw, then a playoff will be required as goal difference will not determine the outcome. Chris Ashmore has been speaking with the respective managers of both of the clubs to get their thoughts ahead of the big game. They first of all began speaking with Tam McLaughlin, manager of Old Town Celtic.
It's probably the best two teams in the league this year. So coming down to the last game makes it just that wee bit more exciting. But you can only be so much confident because you know how good they are.
Yeah. Well, you've got home advantage. So how much is that going to be a factor, do you think?
Last year, I'd say it was a good factor, but this year they've played a lot of games at the Aura, so they're getting used to the Astro as well. But home advantage in a game like this is nothing. It's whoever plays on the day will win. And we'll play good, and we expect them to play good. So, to me, it's just a hard one. It's a hard one picking a team, never mind a pool. But they should be the same and all.
It's a great conclusion to the season. Both sides have got plenty of goals. Looking at the league table, I think you're averaging maybe 4 a game. We're not expecting a scoreless draw, put it that way.
No, well, if it goes to a draw at all, it goes to a playoff again. So I think both teams, it's been a long season, both teams will go out and just try and get the win. Us and Kildrum, both of them will go for the win.
And in terms of your panel during the year, you know, are you at your strongest now? Have you a few injury worries or what way are you fixed?
At the start of the season, we had a lot of injuries. Now we're kind of back strong. I think we're only one or two players down for Saturday, so we've got good cover all year, so we expect to still give them a game at it anyway.
And what will this mean to Old Town Celtic if you can lift the title?
It'll be good for me because it's meant to be my last year. But I lifted 2 years in a row. It's an achievement. No many clubs have done it. What I've seen in the trophy, the only one I've seen doing it is Strand, so it'd be a big thing.
And finally, you know, the Saturday League, sometimes it's the poor relation to the Sunday League, but there's no shortage of competition in the First Division.
No, well, you've seen that at Christmas. There was any 6 or 7 teams could have won it. They're strong. A lot of the Sunday players are coming to Saturday League now. Don't know what's it be on the Saturday night, but the league's getting, it's improving a lot.
So, finally, any superstitions going into it?
No. Just hopefully we get a result. Thanks, Chris.
That's Tam McLaughlin of Old Town Celtic. Well, his opposite in the dugouts is Darren McCarron. He's manager of Kildrum Tigers, and he says the game has a final feel to it this weekend.
Well, the last 4 or 5 weeks, you just couldn't grab a point, or it was gone, both for them and us. So, but no, it's a good way for it to finish, more or less like a final.
Absolutely, and you know, you look at the two teams, there's nothing to choose between you. You've both won 16, drawn 3, lost only 2 games, so it's a hard one to call. What do you think could be the decisive factor on the day?
I suppose weather and fitness, you know, hopefully. My own side now is very young. They're all 18, 19, so and around that. It's been a long, long season. Like I think whenever we finish up on Saturday, it was 30-odd games with the way the area shield went this year. We had 6 games in it as well, so it's been a long season with very little weekends off. They've been in our position all year, so it's always a tight game, no matter when you play Old Town, so.
Well, for one of your players, your captain, Brian Carl, the elder statesman, you could call him in the team, no doubt he'll want to finish the season lifting that piece of silverware.
Definitely. Brian puts on a serious effort this year because he's actually living in Maharat now. He got married last year and they have a new baby, so he's putting in a real effort to come down every week. So, no, I hope for Brian because I think Brian's won nearly, he's won them all. Every division in the Donegal League, so I would say this would be a special one for him to go down this year. So,
now, if it ends up in a draw, it's going to go to a playoff.
Yeah.
So, what's the feeling within the camp? I mean, do you want to go in and just make sure you do it this first time around? Does anybody really want to have to go to a playoff at this tail end of the season?
No. Well, we don't really want to play after now, so it's go and try and win it just. Been the game all year, like a lot of good players came in. It's at that stage now the game where everybody's put the effort in all year. Kind of want to just go now and try and put the finishing touches to a season that's been good. We had a couple of slips here and there, but no, we want to try and get it over the line now and the first goal, hopefully.
And finally, Darren, the fact that it's on an AstroTurf surface, is that good or bad from your point of view? I mean, you've played on all sorts of pitches this season, good and bad.
We have. Well, we prefer the grass, but no, the Astro will probably suit the younger guys, you know. They're fitting good to go, so it's a home game for Old Town, so it's not really our call, but we have to play them what we're given, so.
All the indications are there's going to be a big crowd there as well, so it should be quite an occasion.
So, well, hopefully so. I would say that hopefully that we can get the most of St Johnson up there too, and draw us on as well as try and get it over the line.
Darren McCarron of Kildrum Tigers. That's a big one. Old Town Celtic against Kildrum. Whoever wins that on Saturday will be Division 1 champions. As for the rest of the games, Cappie Rovers play Dromahal. Kopany Rovers take on Strand Rovers. Donegal Town play Glenny United. Dunluce Celtic are up against Cager Rovers. And Glencar Celtic are playing Arnmore United. Well, the eagerly awaited Brian McCormick Cup final takes place on Saturday evening at Ballyar with a 7 o'clock start. Premier Division side Kilmacrenan Celtic, who overcame St Catharines on penalties in the semi-final, take on the Stephen McConnell-managed Letterkenny Rovers of the First Division. Donegal League fixture secretary is Christina O'Donnell, and she has watched both of the sides on a number of occasions this season and is expecting a close decider.
We're all looking forward to it. The Brian McCormick Cup finale every year is a big excitement in the leagues and in. So we're really looking forward to it, having Letterkenny Rovers and Kilmacrenan Celtic side by side, neighbouring villages, taking part is going to cause a big interest and a big fight on the day for the title.
Now, the fact that Kilmacrenan are a Premier Division side and Letterkenny Rovers are a First Division side, that in itself, I suppose, is a good thing. It shows the strength within the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you even look at the Temple Domestic Appliance League that Letterkenny Rovers played in, they came mid-table in that league, you know, and they have beaten at least 2 Premier League teams to get to the final. They beat Rathmullen in the area final, and they beat Kildrum Tigers in the semi-final. So So they've already beaten two Premier teams to get to the final. So it shows the quality of the football in the Temple Domestic Division 1 in relation to the Premier, you know, that they're not lagging behind anyway. They're definitely up there neck and neck with each other. So I wouldn't like to be putting money on either team now. At this stage, I couldn't call who will come out tops on Saturday night. Yeah.
Now, Kilmacrenan, they've enjoyed a fair degree of success over the last few years, have won a number of pieces of silverware. This is another opportunity to end the season on a high.
Absolutely. I mean, Kilmacrenan have, you know, they're very experienced players, they're experienced management, you know. They're with us in Donegal League for a long time now. Letterkenny Rovers haven't just come in of more recent times and climbing through the divisions there. But Kilmac, you know, they're going from strength to strength. They have a very strong Saturday team also, you know, and they have an great underage setup as well. So they're doing all the right things to feed their teams. And they're a very, very strong club. Great secretary there, Veronica, as well in there.
And both clubs, you know, have developed their facilities considerably of late. And as you've touched on there, you know, there's a lot of good working on behind the scenes, a lot of underage stuff, a lot of people coming through, and it all augurs well for the future.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the underage structure at the moment, it's going from strength to strength, which is only going to add to Donegal League in the future because there's so many teams and players coming through. So we're delighted to see that happening. Like, you know, if you even want to take a few stats from this year, Donegal League, we played 618 games have been played. There's 53 teams taking part and 39 clubs. So, I mean, we have grown and hopefully we'll grow further and provide football for all.
Now, just back to the final, the Brian McCormack Cup. You know, it's the big one to win for the clubs, and we've seen some epic battles down through the years. Who knows, this one could go right down to the very last kick of the game.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's one of these games that really, until it kicks off, you really won't know what the form is or what's going to happen. They're both, Stephen there in Letterkenny Rovers plays his cards close to his heart, and Kilmac always have tricks up their sleeves. So, you know, it's going to be a good competitive match under the lights in Ballyard at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. So, you know, What else would you be doing on a Saturday evening?
And for Letterkenny Rovers, you know, a lot of people, when they hear Letterkenny Rovers, they think of the Ulster Senior League team. There's not as much coverage of the side in the Donegal League. So this is a chance for all those players there to bring a piece of silverware to Leckview Park. And it's obviously an opportunity that they'll be hoping to make the most of.
Absolutely. I mean, the Letterkenny Rovers side, they came into the league 2 years ago, I think it was, and they won the Division 2 at that stage, and the joys and the celebrations down in Leckview when I handed over the cup that day was just great. And it's great for a town of this size to see, you know, a club progressing as well. On in the lower levels, you know, of football as well as the Ulster Senior League, you know. But I would say this week you'll hear plenty about the Donegal League Letterkenny Rovers side. And into the future, I would say we won't be hearing the end of them.
And finally, Christina, that, you know, as the league comes to the end, it's been another successful season going forward. And you've mentioned there, Donegal Junior League is certainly in a very strong place at the moment.
Absolutely. Look, we've had a tough year. Everybody's had a tough year in relation to a lot of people we've lost, and a lot of, you know, things happened during the year in Donegal. But we turned to football to get our heads back in the game. And you know, it's great to go out to meet people. And I think it's just going from strength to strength. And, you know, we can't do, Donegal League happens because of the clubs, because, you know, the teams, the 53 teams that participate, and we can't forget the referees. You know, without Donegal branch of the Referee Society, we wouldn't be able to host our games. So, you know, big thanks to them also.
That's Christine O'Donnell once again talking with Chris Ashmore, and that Letterkenny Rovers Kilmacrenan Celtic clash kicks off at 7 o'clock Saturday evening at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. Turning our attention now to a different sport, and that is hurling. That's another big weekend for the County of Donegal, who go on to the first of two home games in the Nicky Rackard competition, knowing that a win in either tie will be enough to secure a place in the Nicky Rackard Cup final and a place at Croke Park in the decider on the June Bank Holiday weekend. Their two remaining games are against Louth this weekend and then Wicklow the following weekend. Louth are bottom of the standings without a win this campaign, while Donegal are going under the tie, having won 3 from 3, and you would expect them to carry that form into the tie at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Saturday. Donegal getting ever closer to a place back in the final of the Nicky Rackard Championship. Declan Coulter had some injury problems earlier in the year, but he's back fully fit and he's in flying form as well, and he's hoping to help Donegal get over the line on Saturday.
Yeah, look, this weekend there's a job to be done, and we know the prize that lies ahead. I suppose it was one of our targets when we met up at the start of the year, that, you know, Mickey had made it very clear that we had kind of fallen short the past couple of years. Underperformed and didn't really perform on the biggest days, and that's something that we've been trying to work towards. So obviously since the end of the National League, this has been our main focus, and yeah, we're looking forward to getting out at the weekend again, and now there are going to be no slouches. I know Paul McCormick from years gone by, he was an old teammate of mine, and he'll have him very well prepared. He's always very professional in his approach, and they'll come with a high skill level and a high work rate. So, you know, we have it all to do. I know they haven't been picking up wins, but they haven't been too far away either, you know.
Yeah. You guys have been picking up the wins, but I'm sure you're going to tell me that the up until this stage of the championship, it has been tougher than the score lines and the victories have been suggesting, Declan.
Yeah, well, you know, we kind of stumbled our way through Fermanagh, and they had 14 men for a long period, and probably wasn't our best performance. But championship's not about it's not about how pretty it looks; it's about getting over the line and, you know, building towards, you know, trying to. Mickey always says you need one big performance, and that's on the biggest day, and everything else is just about getting there. So, yeah, we were happy enough with our performance against Armagh. It was a step up. And then last weekend against Roscommon for 55, 60 minutes, I thought we were very, very good. Stuck to our game plan, and you know, we did a lot of things right. Obviously, the last 5 or 10 minutes, maybe we hit the sleep button or kind of took the foot of the gas a wee bit, but we did let them back in, and that's something that, you know, it's good getting into this weekend's effectively a semi-final. It's good getting into a semi-final with a good performance, but still lots to work on.
Yeah, but the building blocks, I suppose, to this point were of the year has been very, very good from Donegal, because you've had an excellent league campaign and were very unfortunate to miss out on the divisional title there. But the blocks that have been put in place since the start of the year, it's all the foundation is there, and I suppose where you want to be, it's on the right trajectory at the minute. So does Declan.
Yeah, definitely, and it's not just since we met up in November, December again. You know, there's lads there that probably cut their teeth a wee bit last year, and that's standing to them this year. You know, Liam and Connor are really flourishing this year. Oisin Marley, you know, Rory Campbell, with new players in, and, you know, Stephen McBride, Sean Ward, the lads there that probably served their time, and they're bearing the fruits of it. They're bearing the fruits for this year, definitely. Yeah. But it's all good building blocks, and, you know, we have to say we're very happy where we're sitting at the minute.
Yeah. Did it surprise you how well and how comfortable those younger players have settled into this year? Because their performances, particularly in the league, were magnificent. So they were.
Not a bit. Didn't surprise me in the slightest. Suppose when you're training with them, and, you know, at club level, you obviously play against them, and playing with them. Some of them are from my own club as well, and you see young fellas now are coming into the inter-county squads and they're physically ready. You know, it's, I remember when I was starting off, like, you were 17, 18 on a whippet, and there's boys coming in now, like Liam McKinney's 6'3" and very, very well put together. He's a fantastic athlete. Same with Stevie, same with Sean. You know, all these lads are coming in and physically ready, and they obviously have the hurling to back it up. But I suppose it's credit to how hard the boys have been working as well. And obviously, Mickey and Jamesy and Gabriel have kind of steered them in the right direction at times too, and it's no surprise. You see you see what they do week in, week out, and no, it doesn't surprise me, to be honest, Oshin.
Yeah. Donegal, it's been a couple of years now since she's won a Nicky Rackard competition. Is this group as good as the one that won it a number of years ago, if not better? Do you feel it can go all the way?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can. Obviously there's hurdles in the way. I don't know if it's right or wrong to compare teams. I think people generally do that. But, you know, we had a fantastic team back then. You've since lost a couple of players. You've lost Sean, you've lost Joe Boyle. You know, but we've replaced that with new lads coming in, and you know, they maybe bring a different style of play, and they bring a different kind of approach to the game. But yeah, I think we're in a good position, and good thing about heading in this weekend and the games going forward is it's in our own hands. We were kind of heading into the last two games last year and the year before, them Tyrone games, needing to win, you know, and hoping somebody else might slip up somewhere. So it's in our own hands, and I say the next 3 or 4 weeks hopefully it's going to be very important. It's important just to keep the head down, and you know, management will keep us on our toes, and that's all we can do.
That's Declan Coulter speaking to me earlier today. We will have updates, by the way, from that Donegal Louth game, which starts at 3 o'clock at the Donald Park in Letterkenny on Saturday. As for the other Northwest counties, they're in Christy Ring action this weekend. Tyrone are at Park Talton and Navan, taking on Meath on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Derry, well, they're making the trip to McGovern Park and Ruislip to take on London in round 4 of the competition. It is also Ulster Minor Football Championship quarter-final weekend, and there's 3 Northwest counties involved in the last 8 of the competition. Derry are taking on Antrim at Owen Beg, and Tyrone are playing Fermanagh at Hilly Park in Oma. Those games are at 1 o'clock on Saturday, at the same time as Monaghan against Armagh in Castleblenny. The last of the quarter-finals is at 6:30 on Saturday, Kingspan Breffni Park, with Cavan against Donegal. It's part of a triple header at the venue, because the All-Ireland Under-20 football final between Sligo and Kildare and the Talton Cup fixture between Cavan and Laois are also on that day, with the minor match involving Donegal being the third and the final game of the day. But Donegal know now it's knockout football, so it is, and they have to take victory if they are to stay in the minor championship. They're going to go up against the Cavan team, who have got stronger as the year have went on, while Donegal are going into the game off the back of 2 defeats against Monaghan last week and against Derry the previous week. Well, the Ulster Senior Football Championship final is, of course, the showpiece of Ulster football. St Tiernach's Park in Clonus is the venue for the game this coming Sunday. 4 o'clock is the throw-in time, and Derry and Armagh are set to go head-to-head for the Anglo-Celt Cup. It's amazing that Armagh haven't won the title since 2008. There's been a long gap there for the Orchard County, while the Derry men are looking to do something that they've done previously in the 70s, and that is when back-to-back Ulster titles. To preview that game, I've been speaking with Gaelic Life GA writer Michael McMullen. Michael, is always welcome along to the airwaves of Highland.
No problem, Oshin. Good to chat.
Well, Michael, it's well documented over the last couple of days, and in particular today, with Rory Gallagher responding to allegations of domestic abuse by his ex-wife. We cannot discuss that. We cannot talk about it, obviously, for legal reasons. That is going down the legal route. We have to talk about football in an Ulster final, which is coming up this weekend. Derry taking on Armagh, but what has happened and what has developed over the last couple of days, it in no way helps the preparation of the Derry camp ahead of an Ulster final as they try to defend their title.
Far from ideal preparation. When you look at last year's Ulster final, how much concentration and focus played a part in the one. So, and I suppose from a Derry point of view, it's all about backing up the Ulster title and doing what the men of 76 did, but and it's getting back up where the likes of Monaghan, Donegal, Tyrone have been regularly at Ulster finals, and it's about Derry being at that level. But as you already said, that's for another day, those discussions. But for now, the players are just going to have to get focused, and you know, get their A's on Clonus, and it's as simple as that, and they'll just have to move on for now.
Is this going to be a harder Ulster title to win than the one they won last year against Donegal, Michael?
I don't know. Last year's Ulster, like, when you take in the fact that they beat Tyrone, Monaghan and Donegal, I don't think they'll ever be a tougher Ulster to win. But I think the big thing, I've said it all week to different people, I think the thing that Derry have to do come Sunday is they're going to have a greater need and a greater desire than Armagh have, because Armagh are coming absolutely ravenous. They haven't been in a final, which is actually quite surprising, since 2008. I think it's not until you see that statistic that you believe it. So Armagh are going to be coming with what Derry had last year, and I've said it to say, if Derry don't match that, they're going to be playing catch-up, but that's the massive thing that they're going to have to do. They're going to have that again.
What about the evolution of Derry football over the last 12 months? Because we've seen last year how ultra-defensive the last couple of years they have been. Donegal were similar like that in 2011 and then brought this ferocity and offensive football into their style of play. Derry have implemented that to a certain level as well. Can you see similarities of what Donegal was at over 10 years ago and where Derry are at now, Michael?
I have to. I think a lot of teams, maybe ultra defence is maybe the wrong word there. I think it's the fact that a lot of teams are playing that same way, but Derry were excellent at it. They were getting bodies back. I do see the evolution. Like, when I think back to 2012, I always remember the day that Donegal beat Cavan down in Breffni Park, and Frank McGlynn was running up and down the lane in front of me like a madman, and he was so important to Donegal. But when you look at Derry now, you're looking at Conor McCluskey in that same mould, Ethan Doherty, Paul Chiasty, and then Alan Brenton Rogers, who's now playing out there as well, and Paddy McGrogan, Owen McAvoy, well able to get forward. So there definitely is an evolution there. I think one of the biggest things they have going from this year is when they're attacking with width, the same as last year, making the pitch as big as possible. And that's leaving the middle open for Rogers. Rogers is going up through the middle, and I think the fact that Brenton Rogers, like, he had an immense game that last year in Clonus. Like, he was the winner of the game. Conor Glass as well, but probably more so Brenton Rogers, and now he's a permanent fixture at midfield. And when James McCarthy tagged him that day in Croke Park in the league final this year, I think it's no coincidence that Derry struggled.
Yeah, so it just shows how important those two players have become for Rory Gallagher's side. But then you add in the likes of Owen McAvoy, who's now become a fixture as well. Potter Cassidy's back, Kieran McFaul is back, more options there as well.
There certainly is. The disappointing side of it is that Emmett Bradley is not back. He got married after Glenn's extended campaign, so it's definitely a huge loss. I would love to see him back, but he's not. But there's a bit more strength there than last year, and McFaul is obviously back. He has only played 10 or so minutes against Monaghan, and that's the first minutes he's played since the Meath League game, which was probably about 12 months before that. So there's maybe a bit of debate here in the county. Does McFaul start or does he not? My gut feeling is he doesn't start, because whenever there's maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes to go in Clonus and you need a bit of a boost, you know, somebody that'll score, McFaul would do that. And if Armagh decide to hold Stephen Campbell in reserve like they did the last day, you know, they're maybe looking to bring him on for a point or two to when the game's open. So I think that Derry might do something similar with McFaul.
Yep. Derry's been here before. Obviously, they are the champions. But it's been a long time since Armagh have been to an Ulster final, 2008. And on that occasion, they needed a replay to beat Fermanagh. So who's all the pressure on going into this game on Sunday?
I think there's maybe more pressure in Armagh in the fact that, you know, they really need success. Maybe a wee bit like Derry last year, Oisin, where I suppose Donegal have been regular visitors to Ulster final day and have a good success rate, whereas Derry last year were ravenous for it. I think, you know, I know, you know, Geezer's been in charge for 9 years, and you know, you talk about progress, but there's only really progress whenever you actually get there. And I think they really need, they need to win this Ulster final. And I think that's why, go back to my point, Derry need to meet that need head on.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying there's no pressure in Derry, because there certainly is. Like, they're the reigning champions. And if they were to lose, it would be an awful setback. But I think, as you know yourself, the way this new look at championship, well, it's the first year of it, so we don't know what way it's going to pan out. But, you know, it's not the end of the line for teams. But, you know, sooner or later, Armagh are going to have to get their hands on silverware. And you know, they're obviously going to look at Sunday as a massive opportunity for that.
Can they put it up to Derry, given the fact that they haven't really been tested in the championship? They've beaten three Division 3 sides. They've been relegated in Division 1. Whereas if you compare that hunger that Derry showed last year, Derry came through, if I'm right, against big games, beaten Division 1 sides, and then they met Donegal. And that's how we're comparing them, Michael. So can Armagh get up to that level that will be required to beat a side now who are seen as possibly top four in the country?
I think they definitely can, because, as I say, you know, hunger is a great sauce. You haven't won anything. You have to come with everything. And I remember watching Galway and Armagh last year and actually hoping Armagh didn't win, because I thought Armagh would actually pose Derry more problems than Galway did. How wrong was it in the end up? But I remember watching that game, and now here Armagh are an Ulster final day. They've obviously got a wide range of scorers up front. You know, Conor Turbitt has been very, very impressive for them in the championship, albeit he was quiet the last day. But he has, you know, Rian O'Neill is now back, and they've Andrew Murnin there. Andrew Murnin, probably for me, Oisin, has been their best player all year. I've watched a bit of their, I was at the Down game and saw him up close, and I watched a couple of games on, just when I was doing a bit of research, and like, he's a massive player for them. And like, they have to, there's no two ways about it. There's going to be an unbelievable test for Derry. But I suppose it goes back to goals. Like, if you remember the game they beat Donegal in last year, like, Rian O'Neill had the ball pumped forward within the first few seconds, and Rory Grogan had the ball in the back of the net. Even the 2000 final against Derry, John McEntee hammered the ball in, and Stevie McDonald had the ball over in the bar within 13 seconds at that exact same end. And I think the first five attacks they had against Down, four of them were long balls, so that's the route they're going to go down. I don't think they should go down it too much, because if you start giving Derry the ball, and Ethan Doherty and Paul Casty and Rogers and these boys start counter-attacking, Derry don't give it away. Rarely give it away. So, but I think, you know, Armagh probably have to find that balance and maybe look at what Monaghan did with Carlo O'Connell. Like, Carlo O'Connell's pace through the middle of that defence, like he just cut Derry open, you know, which would maybe be as much of a concern for Derry as the high balls would be, Oisin, to be honest.
Yeah, you've done enough debating for today, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Not a bother, Oisin. Thank you.
And that is it from the Score programme for tonight. Don't forget, if you missed any of the show, it will be available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. What's left of your Thursday? Have a good one.